Georgian Atlanta, or what would you do?
Yeah, I mean, it has to be a lot of interviews and special sort of segments. This notion of somebody just talking in front of the microphone for half an hour, an hour, is just madness. Nobody wants to hear that shit.
Sure they do. Shut up. Balcony. With
that. Like, honestly, that's the great thing about the ensemble cast, is that you just get to bounce stuff off of each other, and there's never a dull moment. But I bored myself with that shit. So yeah. I imagine what others thought of it. So it's just going to take a lot more work to sort of get special guests on, interviews on. You're all invited.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. It's
this notion of somebody just talking in front of the microphone, just madness. Nobody wants to hear that shit.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2831 of the BFO for Thursday, the 6th of December 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day here in Fat Acres, and y'all going to talk about upcoming shows in December. Hello, Camisola's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your Camisola's, because y'all, it's, you, yes, Big Fatty, y'all, you need a Camisola here in Fat Acres. Y'all, it got down into the 30s on, Tuesday night. Y'all, hump day night is going below freezing. Big Fatty, you need a camisole and a booby warmer. Big Fatty, a booby warmer? Big Fatty, is that like a gentleman caller? No, booby warmer is something to warm your boobies. Big Fanny, or your movies. I just love going to the movies. I mean, movies, not movies. Big Fanny, I'm confused. My boobies, I mean movies, big, really vulgar. Y'all, since I talked to you yesterday, let's see, y'all, I spent the evening, oh yes, y'all, Monday night, y'all, I cut off a shiver. Big Fanny, can you stay? Well, y'all, I'll tell you why Big Fatty, are you going to tell us what you had for lunch? Yeah, I am going to tell you what I had for lunch. But y'all, I've overcarbed. I've overcarbed, and y'all, that's why I'm yawning. Monday night, Tuesday night, began roasting my nuts. Big Fatty, that is no. No, in gay country West, Big Fatty still not, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. y'all, by the way, he found some limes in the Hatlanta, 15 for a dollar. I couldn't believe it. and he bought 15 of them. What for, Big Fatty? I don't know. But, anyway, he did. Gay country West, enjoys having it's just not the holidays until Gay Country West gets Big Fatty's salty nuts into his mouth. Yes, Big Fatty, and he likes your pecans too. Oh well. Anyway, but Benny, we went a long way to get that one to come out. Y'all have struggled a little bit. I did that, and I watched some things on the TV machine. Slept like a baby. Like a baby on Tuesday night. And the all that I got up on hump day. No, I take that back. Y'all talked to Granny and Durwood on the textimoniums, and y'all, we always go. Several years ago, Granny and I and Durwood's come in on this here recently, but Granny and I decided, you know, our gift debt to each other is to just spend some time with each other. So y'all, we go out to dinner. It's Dutch treat. We pay for our own, and we just spend time together. And that is just, y'all, sometimes that's the nicest gift you could ever get. Big Fatty, except you have an Amazon wish list. Well, what calls you a whore? Well, I do. But other gift sets are nice too. But anyway, Big Fatty, do you think you'll get a Crema card from that Gus Chin? I don't know. Gus Chin's been missing here lately. But anyway, let's just see. What was I saying? Oh, so we've decided. No, y'all, we were going to go. We were talking about going out to eat, and Granny says, oh, and by the way, I will not be able to join you at the Dudley Do-Right Saturday night. I'm going to a crema party. And of course, Durwood and I were flabbergasted, big family, that we had not been invited. But it was somebody from Granny's workplace, and we said no, thank you. Anyway, y'all, knowing Granny, and y'all, this is typical Granny. Granny will go to the crema party, and he'll be able to do is think about us being out at Dudley Do-Right's, and he will end up at Dudley Do-Right's. We usually go about 8:30 or 9, and y'all, I guarantee you, he will be there before the rest of us get there at 8:30. So, because he's not gonna miss out. We're gonna go out and have a little supper. We're gonna go to the Outback Steakhouse Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Oh, Big Fatty, that's a little late for you to be eating something. Well, it is a little late for the elderly, but y'all, I'm sure we'll have one of those blooming onions, Big Fatty, and it'll give you explosive diarrhea. Well, probably so, but that's all right, because you know, y'all, nothing says the holidays like explosive diarrhea, Big. Plus, Shot Week's coming up soon. let's see. Got up. What am I saying? Hump day morning, and y'all, I had my coffee and read the newspaper, and got my shirt and everything. Y'all, I decided not to go for my morning nipple walk. Y'all, it was just cold. And I had, you know, I have a standing lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive on the fourth Thursday of every month. And y'all, I was unable because I was over in Hatlanta. No, the fourth Wednesday of every month. I was still in Hatlanta at the fourth. What am I trying to say? The fourth Wednesday is it the fourth Wednesday or the last Wednesday? I don't remember. But anyway, I wasn't here when we were supposed to go to lunch. So we made plans and we went and had lunch today. And y'all, I'm belching up some delicious clam chowder that we had. And that's what Kitty, all three of us had a bowl of clam chowder. And then Miss Kitty and I had just a side dish of homemade macaroni and cheese, and his favorite dancing girl Olive had a chicken solid sandwich, and y'all, it was very good, and it was just nice to spend some time with them. And again, these are the nice gifts that that we have. So y'all, that made up for the November miss luncheon. And y'all, we're going to go back next Wednesday because I'm not going to be in town for the December Wednesday luncheon. So we're going to go next Wednesday for that one. And Miss Kitty and some and his favorite dancing girl Olive, y'all, they had dental appointments coming up, and you know, Big Fatty had to has got to toughen up his gums. And yes, Big Fatty. And and y'all, then after our lunch, we said our goodbyes, and then we all went over to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, Big Fatty, we barely hear it. Well, y'all, it's because it's a very small receipt today. Y'all, I was very disappointed that the Von's East didn't have more things that that I wanted to get. Big Fatty, you're going out of town next week. Well, I guess that's true. But y'all, they did have their Hallmark items. Buy one, get one free up to $9.99. And y'all, they had these cute little gift tags that looked like Christmas Crema light bulbs. So I got a couple of packages of those. Oh, of those, y'all, Archway bells and stars cookeries that Big Fatty likes. They were on sale, so I picked up another package of those. Y'all, they had fresh blackberries. On sale, y'all. They were on sale for 98 cents a package, and you saved $2.71. So y'all, Miss Kitty got some, and I picked up a package too. And y'all, then I got me a couple of containers of the Von's East vanilla Greek yogurt. Y'all, I'm gonna put those blackberries in with that. Big Fatty, that'll get caught in your teeth. y'all, I got another box of the saltine crackers. You know, those are so good with just a little pat of butter on them, especially if you're having soup. Oh yes, Big Fatty, we love soup. And y'all, then they had the Marie Colander chicken pot pies on sale, $4 for $10. So y'all, I picked up a couple of those. I like the creamy Parmesan chicken pot pie and the chicken coon chowder chicken pot pie, because y'all, they don't have those vile green peas in them. They have broccoli in it instead. Oh yes, Big Fatty, that'll get caught in your teeth as well. And y'all, then I needed to get some cooktop cleaner for the stove here in the villa. And y'all, we've had so much rain here lately. I was getting a little bit of I don't know if it was lime or what, but on the porch, on the back porch, where the water would bounce off my what am I trying to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. Bounce off my recycling thing. And y'all, is just kind of standing there, and it's turning a little green, so I got some of that for that. Y'all, that's all I got. I spent $24.23, and I saved $8.72. Yes, Big Fatty! Big Fatty used up all that music, despite the fact you didn't buy shit. Well, I guess, but anyway, y'all. Then I came home after the Von's East, and y'all, I went for my first nipple walk of the day. Did the big circle? Did the big circle? That's the longer of the two nipple walks. And y'all, it was chilly. It was chilly, my willy Big Fatty. We don't need to hear about your willy being chilly. anyway. And y'all, then I came back, and y'all, between the macaroni and cheese pasta and the potatoes in that New England clam chowder, y'all, and being tired from the walk, y'all, I had to lay down for just the slightest of nipple naps, and y'all, I didn't sleep very long. I was checking the Twitty and everything. Yo, by the way, I don't remember who it was, but I want to say it was like Trucker Alex, but I'm not sure if that's right or not. But y'all, somebody said, y'all, do you watch the Young Sheldon? Y'all evidently on a recent episode, Young Sheldon was crestfallen, and y'all, they used the word crestfallen. Big Fatty, everybody to Steven from the old gal. I guess so. But anyway, anyway, y'all, I was awakened by a telephone call from my financial advisor. Fatty, how fancy. If only you had some finances. Well, y'all, I've got one account that I think I can start drawing money from it this time next year. Y'all, it's, but I don't know that for sure. And, so I wanted to get an answer to that. So we're having our annual, cellular telephonic device, call, next to, I say Tuesday at 10 a.m. in the morning. And, y'all, I'm kind of happy about that. And y'all, that pretty much was my day here in Fat Acres. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, in the I'm going to be in Hatlanta for an extended period of time, so there may not be some shows. And y'all, it's just the reality of life that you may go a little showless. But y'all, here's what my plan is. I plan to be here in Charleston. And leave a week from Friday on the 14th. And y'all, when I leave, you know, we'll have little shows each day then. But y'all, I'm going to record a little shows for the following week, the 17th through the 21st, before I leave. And maybe... Crema Eve and Crema Day, but y'all, beyond that, I can't promise anything. Y'all, I've got some voice letters and I've got Crema cards to open, but I'm trying to kind of save those for that week of the 17th through the 21st. Oh, by the way, Straight Bob sent me the instructions for opening the package. So anyway, now y'all are starting. So, and I probably am not going to be back until the new year. And that'll be, I'll probably be coming back around the 3rd or the 4th of January. So I'm going to be over in Hatlanta probably 3 weeks. But y'all, I don't have anything for that week of the 31st through the 4th. So y'all, here's your chance. Here's your chance if any of you out there would like to do a little show and y'all just have fun with Big Fatty and make fun and y'all, it would be one of the nicest gifts Big Fatty could get. Y'all, I'll send you my music and everything like that, and you can just have them all and fill in for Big Fatty while I'm over in Hatlanta. And y'all, if nobody decides they want to do it, then y'all would just maybe have to go showless. Poor Big Fatty! Oh dear, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, hopefully this weekend I will get some Crema cards in the mail. Big Fatty, did you mail Gar his? Not yet, but I don't have time to play the music, so there you have it. Now, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotso, but they had special guests, George in Atlanta, on, and George, I know you've revived your little show, and I was wondering, what do you think of the idea of other people just sitting down and recording the little show for 20 minutes while I'm gone?
This notion of somebody just talking in front of the microphone, just madness. Nobody wants to hear that shit.
Oh, well, it is the season of miracles. Maybe you'll get to hear it regardless.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.